Jesus, I want to thank you for manifesting your presence with the presence of your power. When we come together and worship you, I believe people have received it, experienced your love that transcends physical reality and human knowledge as you are pouring all of yourself down into all of your children, not just here, but all around the world. Wow. Thank you, Lord. It's like we said last week, just be one of those who believe it. Anybody else got something before I go on? Yes, ma'am. That's a good word. For those of you who couldn't hear what Kenzie was saying, short version is, just because you're right, really, let me put it in my words, okay? Just because you're right, you don't have to be an ass about it, okay? That's what she said. You're right, you know you're right. You don't have to necessarily, first of all, you don't necessarily have to try to prove it. And you don't have to get into people's face about it. You can let them talk, which I guess leads right into Charlie Kirk. Normally we don't address a lot of the outside noise when we come together in here. However, in this particular case, the response to the martyrdom, the assassination of Charlie Kirk Wednesday, around the world, literally, has been pretty amazing. I've heard more people call out for, talk about the name of Jesus, even on secular news stations. It's kind of like, wow. One of the big takeaways, as I've meditated on it, I heard somebody mention it. I had thought about it. This man who literally moving a generation, exposing a lot of what's been going into college campuses and things over the last 10 years, actually a little more than that, and with what Turning Point USA has done, followed by, revered by millions of people, appreciated by that many and more. And he was very deliberately assassinated. And yet, unlike the whole Black Lives Matter and stuff that went around years ago with George Floyd, when a man who was being arrested as a criminal wound up dying in the process and they burned the city down, and then riots took out all across our country, millions of people, well, millions upon millions of dollars of damage. I would say, you know, 100 to 1,000 maybe involved in all that stuff that went on, because that's very typical of the reaction of the enemy. And yet with this very deliberate assassination, not one riot, not one business burned, not one person harassed or shot or killed. Instead, all around, especially our country, people have come together to pray, to exhort, to thank God for a life so well lived, and to support the family. And it's all that the prayer and the peace is amazing. And even those people who talk about being angry, their anger has been spoken of as to be resolve, that far from extinguishing that voice and that idea of our nation becoming, again, especially among the young people, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You can live in this country and not believe in God. It's okay. You can believe in this country and even have a problem with God, and that's your right and your choice because of how wonderful this country is. You can even talk about it. But that's still the way the country is. And by His grace and the faith of the people believing into Him, it's not going to change. Okay? We were, from the beginning with the Mayflower Compact, we had a covenant with God. These people, before they came out of the boat onto the land, made a covenant with God that said, this nation, this country that will come from this, will be dedicated to God and to the advancement of the Christian faith. That covenant's not going anywhere. Shame on us for going to sleep at the wheel and having all this turmoil go on, but you know, I think about Susan years ago sharing with us about the tsunami of grace. Nearly every day, I thank God for the tsunami of grace pouring across our nation. It's very real. It's very powerful. And God's enjoying it. Praise God. Yes, I've heard that. Thanks, Scott. In fact, I think I heard last night, millions. Yeah, that was... he was very unique, very special, very appointed, very called. One of the few people who could articulate with clarity the facts and history regarding the country and do it in a way as to make people understand that God was in the middle of it. And that was what made him so different as a political person, is that he was so open about his faith and about wanting people to know God the same way he did. And that's what Kenzie was saying. That's what we need to do. You need to let people speak, let them talk. We should never be afraid of opposing viewpoints. One of his favorite phrases was, prove me wrong. Like, I'll be happy to listen to you. Show me where I'm wrong. And we know that you can't because we're right, right? But give them the opportunity to say what they have to say. Maybe you'll win the day, maybe you won't. But just like we talked about last week, that's what happened with Jesus. Who are you? You know, if there were people who heard the voice of the Master under the anointing of the Spirit without measure, speaking the words of the prophet who didn't receive it, and in fact didn't just reject it, but attacked it, that thing still goes on, as we've seen. Anybody else? One of the things about my life that's always been a bit of a mystery to me, and those of you who've known me for years, the passion for the children.